7h30, les news sport. Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Chetabile. Coming up in this newscast, Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo take the driving seat of the National First Division Football Championship after the six fixtures. The president of the Cameroon Karate Federation promises Cameroon Karate will dominate in Africa in 2025. And Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti weeps for winger Vinicius Junior. Those were our major stories. Now the news in full. Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo are now topping the unofficial classification table of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon after defeating Union Sportif of Douala 1-0 yesterday in one of the six matches of that competition. For the results of all the six matches played yesterday, Panthère Sportif of Dende lost at home to Canon by no goal to one. Bambutos of Mbuda and PWD of Bamenda played a goalless draw. Feu Azur, Elite of Yaoundé defeated Victoria United of Limbe 2-1. AS Fortuna Onfou lost in Yaoundé to Stade Rennais by no goal to 1. And Dynamo of Douala defeated relegation candidate Young Sports Academy of Bamenda 1-0. Over in the League 2, Apeges Onfou will this afternoon clash with Yaoundé 2 in a delayed day 4 match of the competition. For the results of other day 4 matches played on stadia across the country this Sunday, Edding Sport of the Lekki beat Union Sportif of Abombang 1-0. Unisport of the Up and Cam defeated Avion Academy of Cam 3-1. Racing of Bafoussam urged Gokitunja FC of Bamenda 2-0. Tonnerre Kalara Club of Yaoundé beat FAP 1-0 and Aissosa of Limbe on Humboldt Jiko FC of Banjoun 1-0. After the match at the Centenary Stadium in Limbe, the coach of Aissosa, Bong Maput, sounded satisfied.
Last year, they gave us a very difficult time. But this time around, at least we've upgraded and we came with a victory. It's not been easy for us. I mean, the two games at home. Because our opponents, they delay the games at times, and they know that our playing style is to always keep the ball, look for spaces, organize and penetrate. So they always come to play defensive game to frustrate our system of play. My guys, it's just that they lost a lot of goal opportunities today. They'll pick up at times in the football. It happens like that. You see a team missing a lot of opportunities because we've been working on that, but it didn't come. So I'm happy for that.
Coach Maput of Aissosa of Limbe. The five matches of the Women's National Football Championship were played also this weekend. Lekki Football Girls extended their lead on the chart after thrashing Vision Foot by 4-1. Harrison Ashutiko has the story.
Six wins and a total of 20 goals is the balance sheet of match day 5 of the Guinness Women's Super League. League leaders Lekki Fi humbled Vision Foot 4-1 to take their points to the top of the table to 15. Their rival, FC Bolova, humiliated Amazon Fab 5-1 in the first match at their next A of the Olympic Stadium in Yaoundé. Aitambong of Kambe defeated Jaspor 2-1 to move to the third position on the classification table. Struggling IS Hour defeated Cyclone of Douala 1-0, their first win of the season. Louv Minprof defeated Authentic Ladies 3-1 in the Guinness Echo to move closer to the top of the table. At the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, Kaimanfi defeated Eclair of Sa 1-0. Following the results, Lekki Fi, FC Obolova, and Itambong occupied the top three positions, while Cyclone FC, who are yet to win a match, and IS Hour with 3 points, are in the danger zone.
Harrison Ashutiko. After the 1-0 victory of AS Awa against Cyclone FC, one of the players of Awa, Juan Clara Mait, said they are determined to accumulate as many points as possible.
After the exmas of the 50 period, we took upon ourselves, because we were training, and we took upon ourselves, okay, from the 20-20 feet, either it's a draw or a win, no losing of match anymore. The equipe will not go down. We'll maintain the speed and the energy during the first half was not the same energy in the second half. So many players were already like falling down. We're only reducing the rate at which we're playing. So to score was now the difficult task. But we tried the pole several times, but we did not arrive in scoring. So it was the will of God that we should win only one note, so we could not exceed the boundary. My presence in the field changed everything. So it shows that my coming back at the pitch of play for after the red card, it shows that yes, there's a little bit of change. And we promise now that from now henceforth we are going to pick it up. So we are sending a message to whosoever team, even if it's the most strongest team, when we meet them, then they will like feel that no, players are in the team. It's not that we are weak. Yes, it's either a draw or a win. We never lost any matches from now on.
Away from football, the president of the Cameroon Karate Federation has promised they will work harder this year so as to win more medals for the country. Maître Bertrand Dongmo, who was speaking in an exclusive interview granted to CRTV, also saluted the performance of athletes of the Karate Federation in 2024. Here is an excerpt of his declaration selected for us by Ben Collins Noiberiwa.
We are very satisfied because in 2024, Cameroon Karate have any medals in international competition. We have one medal in African Games, all African Games in Ghana, in Central African Karate Championship here in Yaoundé, 39 medals, and in the African Karate Championship in Tunisia, we have 10 medals. Back home, we have many competition, Cup of Cameroon, Cameroon Championship, 3 days in competition, and we have many, many training camps.
Now, 2025, what should we expect to see in 2025?
In 2025, we're going to continue this good performance in karate. We're going to participate in the international championship. We have Central African Karate Championship in Jamina. We have African Championship in Nigeria, and we have World Championship Egypt. And back home, we have mini competition, we have a seminar, we have a training with international trainers, seminar of referee, of coach, of the administration of karate.
I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
The president of the Karate Federation, Maître Bertrand Dongmo, in an exchange there with Ben Collins Noiberiwa. Out of the country, Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti says the club is hopeful Vinicius Junior will avoid suspension after defending the Brazilian following his red card against Valencia. The forward, 24, was sent off for slapping goalkeeper Stoll Dimitrievski during the Real's 2-1 win at Valencia in La Liga on Friday. Real are set to appeal Vinicius Junior's dismissal, and as Lotti said, it wasn't a red, it was a yellow, and that's they are hopeful he will not face any suspension. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. Colombe Sportif of the Jan Lobo take the driving seat of the National First Division Football Championship after the 6 fixtures. The president of the Cameroon Karate Federation promises Cameroon Karate will dominate Africa in 2025, and Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti weeps for winger Vinicius. And that was the sports news brought to you by Kelly Eben. I will be back at 8:30 a.m. for the bilingual news summary with Seraphine Jikam. Back to you, Sheeta.
Merci, Kelly Eben. Madame, Monsieur, le tourbillon des fêtes de fin d'année s'estompe certes quelque peu, mais il faut rester vigilant. Canal Police vous invite à être sur vos gardes. Nzi Emostala, commissaire de police.
Canal Police. Hi there, listeners. Good morning and welcome to Canal Police number 2 for the year 2025. Brought to you under the editorial supervision of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangele. Police Commissioner Joyce Cecile Njemandeng is our editor-in-chief at the anchor. I'm Superintendent of Police, Nz. Amos Tarla in Yaoundé. Cameroonians on the 1st of January 2025 joined the rest of the world to celebrate the feast of the new year. The national securities hierarchy on her part put together the necessary means and human resources to ensure hitch-free celebrations across the country, reflected in the deployment of policemen, women and cadets from the Corps training institutions. That and more shall constitute our focus on this morning's edition of our program. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. We begin with this key reminder. Candidates to the various 2024 competitive entrance examinations for recruitment into the various ranks of the National Security Corps will from this morning begin depositing their physical files at the various regional delegations of the National Security and at the Yaounde Police Academy for those in the Central Region. For more details, you can consult the General Delegation for National Security's website, www.dgsn.cm. Back to our focus of the day. The year 2024 is now history. In fact, a year that saw a variety of security challenges. And as we march into the new year 2025, there is a greater need for collaboration between the population and the defense and security forces. The citizenry, in a conscious synergy with the defense and security forces, must learn from the errors and challenges of the past year and make security resolutions adaptable to the possible security threats that lie ahead in the year 2025 that is gradually stepping in. The national security's hierarchy has scrupulously kept her own part of the contract of confidence, ensuring that all the necessary human resources and material means are put to use to continue to authenticate the security of citizens and their property. In this win-win collaboration, the living forces of the nation are expected to continue to play the key role that is theirs as they learn a helping hand of collaboration to the forces of law and order. All of the success stories recorded in the year 2024, as far as the fight against criminality is concerned, were to a great extent recorded thanks to this synergy. Little wonder the Delegate General for National Security, Mr. Martin Bargangele, in a recent public address, reiterated the pertinence of this collaboration, even as he called on all and sundry to play their key role with total commitment. In the year 2024, that is now history, we, through the various national security radio programs, sensitized, educated, won, and appealed on the consciences of citizens concerning silent security issues. We can in no way pretend to have been complete or so perfect. While wishing our audience a prosperous new year 2025, we in this program also take the commitment to bring you even richer packages in our productions. Happy New Year, and thank you for the confidence bestowed in us. For all inquiries, useful information, or denunciations of acts of criminality, you can freely access the General Delegation for National Security's call center on the public utility number 1500. For all distress calls, please call the number 117 to access the special teams for rapid intervention SC. It's here that we draw the curtains on this morning's edition of our program. We were technically assisted by SIAT TV's Rene Nang. At the anchor, I've been Superintendent of Police Nz. Amos Tarla signing off. Have a blessed day in the company of SIAT TV programs.